At a check on business tonight, U.S. President Joe Biden is set to formally order a 100-day review of U.S. supply chain. The review will look for potential vulnerable spots in the supply of critical items like computer chips, pharmaceuticals, electric vehicle batteries and rare earth materials. The Biden administration is hoping to address a global semiconductor chip shortage that has crippled American automakers and other global manufacturers. Nearly every major automaker that produces vehicles in the U.S. has had to cut production due to the shortage. For more, we are now joined by Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Simon, the review will perhaps be easy part and implementing changes to U.S. supply chains, which has long relied on foreign suppliers, will be the challenge, won't it?
That certainly seems to be what economists here believe, Paul. This executive order that the president is signing kicks the can down the road for 100 days because it orders every single government department to review supply chain deficiencies and to look for areas where increased American production might be able to fill some of those gaps. But already, American auto manufacturers, for example, have been telling President Biden that they are now suffering so greatly as a result of the shortage of chips, for example, semiconductor chips, that it's hampering output from American auto plants all over the country. A host of other industries affected by all of this. And it's not immediately apparent that the Biden administration, which is portraying all of this as part of the president's Buy American campaign, has immediate solutions in mind. The National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and the president's top economic advisor, Brian Deese, will be heading this 100-day review period. And they've already reached out to American embassies around the world, asking them in various disparate countries to identify possible new locations where supply chains that are pinched or resulting in shortages due to sanctions or America's tariffs that are in place against countries like China, asking other countries, U.S. embassies in other countries, to identify possible fresh sources of those crucial products that American industry desperately needs. So we're at least 100 days away from a solution, but at the stroke of a presidential pen, Joe Biden will be beginning the process shortly.
Well, at the same time, China has sounded off that it is interested to reopen trade ties with the U.S. and Australia as well. Will that ease supply chain bottlenecks?
Well, it would ease supply chain bottlenecks were those trade ties to become warmer than they have been and were President Biden, for example, to agree to Chinese demands to end the protectionist approach that was adopted by former President Donald Trump that remains absolutely in place even a month into the Biden presidency. All of those tariffs that were ranged against Chinese goods and services remain absolutely in force, and there's no indication of any progress being made on any kind of round two trade deal between Washington, D.C. and Beijing. The Biden administration has indicated that there will be no dilution automatically of America's hardline approach to China. And as we were hearing earlier, on the day that the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was saying that human rights and concerns about Xinjiang, for example, on the front burner in American foreign policy, it's very hard to see whether the Biden administration is going to accede to those offers that are coming from Beijing that would, on the face of it, help resolve some of the supply chain difficulties the United States is facing.
Well, Simon, thank you very much for that. Simon Marks reporting from Washington, D.C.